WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood dopamine hacker. Welcome back to the show where we're all about taking control of our brains and living our best lives. Today, let's talk about something super important, building healthy relationships, because, let's be honest, navigating those tricky conflicts can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. Ever felt like you're constantly walking on eggshells around someone? You know that feeling when a disagreement turns into a full-blown war zone in your head. Well, fret no more because we're diving deep into the art of conflict resolution and building those strong, resilient relationships that actually make life worth living. First things first, remember that healthy relationships aren't about avoiding conflict altogether. It's like saying, let's just pretend everything's perfect. Nope. Conflict is a natural part of any connection. Think of it as a compass pointing you in the right direction. When handled constructively, conflicts can actually strengthen your bond and lead to deeper understanding. So, how do we turn those potential relationship grenades into opportunities for growth? Here are 5 key takeaways that will change your game. 1. Listen up. Seriously, listen with your whole being, not just your ears. Pay attention to what the other person is saying, even if you don't agree. Try to understand their perspective, their feelings, and what they're truly trying to communicate. You know, like that time your bestie was ranting about her messy apartment, and instead of jumping in with solutions which she probably didn't want anyway, you just listened and validated her frustration. Boom. Instant connection. Find your inner zen. Before you launch into a heated debate, take a deep breath. Seriously, I'm talking full-blown mindful breathing here. Give yourself time to calm down, collect your thoughts, and respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Think about it, ever had one of those situations where your words came out all jumbled and regretful? Yeah, calming down beforehand can save you from a major relationship faux pas. Boy. Embrace I statements. This is a game changer. Instead of saying things like, you always make me feel, try using I statements like, I feel hurt when, or I'm feeling frustrated because. This takes the blame out of the equation and focuses on your own experience. It's less accusatory and more about expressing your needs and feelings clearly. 4. Find common ground. Remember that you're both humans trying to figure things out. Focus on finding areas where you agree, even if it's something small. This common ground can act like a bridge over the conflict, helping you move towards a solution together. Think of it like 2 puzzle pieces. Sometimes all it takes is a little shift to find that perfect fit. 5. Practice forgiveness. This one's tough, I get it. But holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. Try to forgive, even if it's hard. It doesn't mean condoning bad behavior. It means choosing to let go of the negativity and move forward. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, my friend who's always been amazing at handling conflict. Remember that time she and her partner disagreed about where to go on vacation? Instead of getting stuck in a back-and-forth argument, they took turns sharing their dream destinations and then brainstormed a compromise that incorporated both of their wishes, a trip that included both relaxation and adventure. Conflict doesn't have to be the enemy. It can actually lead to creative solutions and deeper understanding. So, remember these key takeaways. Listen actively, stay calm, use our statements, find common ground, and practice forgiveness. By putting these strategies into action, you can build stronger, healthier relationships that weather any storm. Ready to level up your relationship game? Take a few minutes today to reflect on a recent conflict. How could you have used these tips to navigate it more constructively? Share your thoughts in the comments. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay curious and keep hacking those dopamines.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.